Call the meeting to order. Second, all in favor say aye. Approve the minutes of the 9:17, 9:23 meetings. Moved by?
I'll move.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? If not, roll call, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
You have, just in your packet, you have an expense budget performance report. You have a revenue.
No, those were emailed to you.
Oh, the email, I'm sorry, email.
Yeah.
You have the transfers.
Too much paper.
And you have, the new hire reports. All right, so you had those in the last couple of weeks. First resolution, setting a public hearing, that's the resolution 343, setting a public hearing, proposed local law number 11, amending local law 10, adopting administrative code for the county of Ulster, provide status of contract negotiations to be held Tuesday, November 18, 2018.
Move it for discussion.
Move, second. Did just set the public hearing, yes, go on.
Yeah, I just want to say, I mean, I spoke to Legislator Ron today. I can't remember what meeting it was at where we discussed this, but I mentioned to him that I thought the local law should include that the county executive shall provide the status of all employee contract negotiations within 2 weeks to the legislative clerk, because while we might have good relations between majority and minority right now, I always think about
In the past?
No, I always think about the minority and the possibility that because this, as written, is only allowing for one request per quarter, you could have one request by one of those three individuals that then was not shared to the full legislature. So I would just want to ensure that if we do move forward with this, that what's provided by the executive would then be shared to the full legislature. And that could happen since we elect the clerk and the clerk works for all of us. That could happen by providing it to the clerk or however Legislator Ronk, who's now here, wants to word it. But I just wanted to make sure that that was put in before the public hearing so we didn't have to change it later.
Jeanette?
Yeah, I have a question. And I did also speak to Ken. I was going to say Legislator Ronk,
okay.
And it just didn't sound right.
You didn't Jeanette, you don't recognize him with a beard, huh? You don't recognize him with a beard.
I don't
know with a beard.
20 more days.
I'm waiting for a phone.
But as I understand...
that about my phone for 3 days.
Go on, sorry.
As I understand the object of it, you just want kind of updates of negotiations.
A status update. Are we in contract? Are we out of contract? That sort of thing. Is there an arbitration if we're dealing with the police?
Oh, so is that in here, what you're looking for?
Section 2. Status update.
Where? Section 2. Could you hold on just a minute, please? Where's section 2?
More than once per quarter, county executive shall provide the status of all county employee contract negotiations.
In black.
The bold black.
Can't set the status. So what does that mean? Well, we haven't come to an agreement.
That could be the status. We haven't come to an agreement. We have come to an agreement. We're out of contract. We're in contract.
Yeah, because it's
because you can be out of contract and not come to an agreement. Or you can be in contract and in contract negotiations and not come to an agreement.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's simple enough. It's my understanding negotiations that I've always been part of that, you know, you take pledges not to discuss in public. While you're in negotiations, I wasn't quite sure. So if all you're looking for is for the executive say, we haven't reached an agreement yet. So public hearing, just to hear that.
It's not a public hearing.
Or what you were having.
Well, yeah, but we're putting it in the administrative code. We have to have one public hearing to put it in the administrative code, and we don't have to have a public hearing every time someone requests the information. And again, I've spoken with the county executive about this. For me, this is not about the current county executive per se. It's about any county executive we could have in the future. You know, you could have in the future a county executive who doesn't want to give this information. I'd like it to be a requirement.
But I'm just trying to clarify what you're looking for. I don't see how much information you're going to get. Yeah, we haven't reached a status yet. Yes, no, we haven't reached an agreement yet. That's what you're going to get.
Hector first, then Ken.
Through the chair to the minority leader. Please remind me whether this is substantially different from what we discussed.
I swear to God, word for word,
6 years ago,
Administrative Code Review Committee.
of which I think that might be the last person.
No, Jeanette was on that committee.
No.
No?
No, Dave. Dave. Dave was on it. It was me, Dave.
Paul Hansett, Terese.
Terese, and Wadnola.
That's right. Wadnola was on that committee.
Sadly, my list. Anyway, so is this substantially different from what we discussed back then?
I believe that this is word for word.
All right, can Mr. Chairman, if we can actually just ask the clerk to just go and see if you can find the minutes from those
meetings. That's where she got this from.
I understand that. I still... It's not that I don't trust the Right Honorable Minority Leader, but I'd like to verify.
And if I could, while we verify...
Through the chair, too.
No. Okay. Actually, this is in response to Jeanette. The things that I have encountered over the past couple of weeks, and you were here, I think, when I was discussing it with Vicky and Don Gregorius, was we... received, I think errantly, a fax from CSEA letting us know that the county executive had reached a agreement in principle with CSEA on the contract negotiations. I mean, that's not something I believe we should find out from CSEA. I think that's something we should find out from the county executive.
I think you were given that information about 10 minutes later.
No.
Yeah, by the executive, I was there.
No,
excuse me, I was there.
Let's talk about
what, a week before.
Let's talk about this resolution here.
We had a meeting.
Let's talk about this resolution here.
All right,
Hector, you want anything else?
Basically, I'm not prepared to vote for it until I just take a look at the minutes personally.
You don't trust the Ken in Victoria?
He doesn't trust the Right Honorable Clerk.
Trust that you verify.
All right, any other discussion? It's only a public hearing. And Tracy, you have some language you want to include?
All right, Ken, what did you want to do about that?
I'm fine with I would consent to that change, personally.
Can we do that before we go to public hearing? Which would, I mean, however you want to word it, but blah, 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 shall provide the status of all county employee contract negotiations
to the clerk.
To the clerk of the legislature
within
2 weeks.
The day requested me.
Cappy, Erica? That all right to conclude?
Within 2 weeks of them coming to an agreement?
No, within 2 weeks of
the request.
I'm just looking to get it to the clerk.
We're even giving 2 weeks to come up with it.
So every couple of weeks, somebody, a legislator, could go in.
Only
no,
once
only
per
one of those three can do once per quarter.
All right. With that added in there,
I made a motion to amend. So I'll make a motion to amend. Ken, do you want to second that motion?
I'm not on the committee.
Oh, you're not on the committee. Right. Thanks. Thank you.
All right.
Beth.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye. You got Mary Beth. All right. On the setting the public hearing with the amendment included, all in favor?
Aye. I guess it'll be a no because I just wanted to basically get the minutes first.
Okay. All right. Once you get the minutes next week, you'll be a yes then. All right. Resolution 351, authorize a public hearing required for Ulster County Housing Rehabilitation Disaster, funded through Community Development, Administrative Office of Community Renewal, Department of Planning. Moved. Second. Discussion. No discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
355, appropriating funds from the district attorney for forfeiture account, amending Ulster County budget. Moved. Second. Discussion. Roll call.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, hold on.
Do we know what exactly it's being used for? I know it says, I mean, it says a vague thing. It says equipment.
Law enforcement, we didn't vote on it because we had requested information from the DA's office and they were working on it. And I think they still are, so we did not vote.
What information did you request?
What the hell this was about.
And all right, so let's hold it.
They were supposed to get back to us.
Okay.
Before all right. The end of the day.
I know we made a motion. We seconded. Who made the motion? Who made the motion? Hector? Oh, Carl? Can you pull your... until we get more information? TJ, when you have the next meeting?
Tomorrow.
All right. Victoria, mind give us ways and means the information from that meeting? Thank you. All in favor of holding it?
Aye.
All right. 357. Authorize.
Six.
I'm sorry, six. Authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute interim municipal agreement for Stop DWI Crackdowns High Visibility Enforcement Program. Moved.
I move it.
Second. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 357, authorizing appropriation of funds from Sarverty Summer Festival revenue account for reimbursement expenses, amending Ulster County budget, Ulster County Sheriff's Office.
There's a second.
There's an amendment on 357 that states... states in bold...
Less money or more money, right?
They created a revenue one, right? They changed it. Go on.
Which one we doing?
I don't see anything bold, Mr. Chairman.
Neither do I. $357. I don't see anything bold.
Is the 411 Don Quixote?
Holly.
Which one?
Say cross out. Increase in other liabilities and limited sheriff fees. It's like less money or more money.
All right. I'm going to make an amendment. On your TA-008577, other liabilities, which is $82,000.
Mm-hmm. 126.
Right. And then the revenue number, Sorgerty Summer Festival, cross that out. And then add AA311.18-3120.115.10. This is going to be added. This is going to be the new account.
It's going to be a revenue account, you're saying?
This is going to be, yes, yep, sheriff's fees. That's going to be, actually, yes, it's going to be a fee, a revenue. So it's AA.3110.18-3120.15.10. Sheriff's fees in the amount of $70,728.
That's already on there. That's in criminal overtime pay. But you're just saying you switch that line? But you still leave the revenue
line? No, leave that alone. According to this one, we're still going to have this on here, correct?
Tracy, I think they're actually handing it right now. Yes, we'll clear up on the matter.
Right, that's what I was reading. So it's going to be... all right, so you see what's in front of you? Yep.
Yes.
Same amount of money, just differently.
Now, why is it being broken out into two different areas? Let me ask.
Who might be able to answer that?
Well, one was... This was requested by... One was overtime, right?
One's a revenue line.
Well, they're both revenue lines.
But I thought one was an agreed amount and one was overtime or something.
No, one can't be a revenue. One's a pay amount.
Well, it's certainly more specific than just writing other liabilities. Thank you.
Sheriff's fees.
Bert's not here, Ken. You're going to have to answer this.
It's not my resolution.
I understand that, but...
It looks like it's just for clarity. He's breaking down the revenues into two separate accounts just for accounting purposes.
What is it? I didn't hear you answer.
It looks like it's just for clarity. He's breaking that revenue count into two separate lines just for clarity purposes to show where it's coming from.
But it was on the other one.
That might be true.
Well, it can't be two revenue lines.
It is two revenue lines.
It is. They're taking other liabilities and they're creating sheriff's fees and other public safety income for the same amount.
Well, that means you're going to have 81 times 2 is 162,000 of revenue coming in, if that's the case.
No, one's a revenue and one's an appropriation.
Well, that's what I say. It can't be both revenue lines.
Yeah,
one's a liability line.
The first two are revenue, and the second two are.
All right, anybody any questions with this?
Don't have a second on the amendment.
All right.
I'll second.
Second?
That's on the amendment.
On the amendment, yes. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right, on the resolution with the amendment, moved by?
I'll move it.
TJ, second. Mary Beth, discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
358, authorize the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute agreement with New York State Division of Homeland Security Emergency Service for overtime. Ulster County Sheriff.
Second.
Any questions? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
359, amending Ulster County budget to include additional funding from New York State Office of Aging.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
360, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute the intermunicipal share service agreement with Town of Woodstock for maintenance of county roads, Department of Public Works, Highway, and Bridges.
Second.
This, I think, a continuation. Second, yes. Continuation?
How many towns are in the program right now?
That same question?
Yeah, well, no, that was by put out a question. Sorry. But that said, also, I just want to make sure I remind, through the chair, Legislator Provenzano, to remind Legislator Gregorius of how we're helping out the town.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, good.
And Shandaken.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Shandaken is
in the
question?
Mm-hmm.
All right, make sure you do that, Jeanette.
Yeah.
Okay.
Woodstock.
We voted, didn't we?
I second 361.
I didn't put it up yet.
We're still on 360.
You vote?
No.
All right, all in favor on 360?
Aye.
Anyone against? If not, 361. Authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the town of Shandaken for maintenance of county roads. Moved. Hector second?
I second. Hector first.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
362, authorizing the Ulster County Commissioner of Finance to accept redemption of offers related to payment of real property tax in 2012 and REM foreclosure proceeding, Department of Finance.
Move for discussion.
Move for discussion. Second. What's the discussion?
What it means.
This starts the REM process. It sets a date for the auction. February 19th of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
so it's revenue, though.
Yeah, but you're
accepting. No, it's not a revenue. It's just a process that you're going through.
Starting the interim process and setting the date for the auction.
Oh, okay.
Tracy?
I was just going to say, it's pro forma. There's no change.
No, they'll be doing this every year. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
363, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute a settlement agreement and release between Health Alliance Hospitals, Mary Avenue Campus, Benedictine LaSalle Medical LLC, the City of Kingston, the City of Kingston School District, and the County of Ulster.
Move. I'll second it.
Discussion. In economic development, we did not act on this because the amount, I think, was $4,600, and no one could tell us if that was the whole amount owed in back or if it was partial or whatever. So
the amount represents 1 year's worth of property taxes. It's a settlement to settle a pilot disputes matter.
Right, but we wanted to know if that was the total amount owed or if that was an agreed amount just to settle.
It's my understanding it's 1 year's worth of property taxes, $4,600.
Okay.
Represents the county.
So we wanted, okay, so let me say it again. I apologize if I'm being thick-headed. We wanted to know if that was the total amount of monies that was owed because they hadn't paid the proper amount of pilot monies throughout the term of the pilot, or if that was just an agreed amount. So we did not act on it.
All right, well, first of all, you said it was $4,600. It's actually $43 before us.
Okay, so just 43.
Saying. Okay. All right, Jeanette?
Well, it says here the settlement agreement has been proposed, wherein Ulster County will receive payment in the amount of $4,366 in exchange for releasing its claims to back taxes for the years 2006 through 2012.
Mm-hmm. Right, they were forced to settle.
Right.
So we wanted to know, is that a settled amount, or was that,
Is that what they really owed for those 6 years?
No, it's a settled amount.
Or
it's my understanding, and we wanted to know. It has been proposed.
And we wanted to know what the real number was that they should have voted.
Well, I mean,
Tracy.
I may be reading it wrong, but if
hold on, Tracy has the floor.
If Ken,
you don't even want to know.
If Ken is saying that this is 1 year's worth of taxes, and the county was looking for 6 years worth of taxes.
No, he's not. He's not saying that. He's saying that's a settlement agreement.
The issue is 6 years worth of taxes.
Right. That's what I just said. The issue is six years worth of taxes. We're settling on 1 year worth of taxes. I mean, my question is.
This might not be 1 year either, Tracy.
Yeah,
okay,
right,
but so here's my question. Who negotiated the agreement?
I don't know.
The county attorney, I believe. It was through the city of Kingston, and this had been going on for about 8 months. And because I know it's been going through the IDA as well. And again, we realize that it's a settled amount. Our question to economic development was, what do they actually owe?
Right.
It was like $12,000.
Or was it that exact amount of money? We didn't know.
It's my understanding, and it's over the 6 years. You say I owe you 10, I say I owe you 8. It's one of those. So we don't know if it's 1 year or a little piece for each of the years. There was always amount owed was a disputed number.
Is there a way we could be briefed on this whole picture?
Let's hold up on this if you don't mind. Who will actually move this?
Yeah, but it'd be nice for us to know.
Mary Beth, you mind moving it so we get more information? We'll have Victoria, Don get us more information regarding what we're asking for.
Clint Johnson is working on it.
Who?
Clint from the county attorney's office. He's preparing information for economic development upon their request. They held off on it. They're having another meeting, right?
Tomorrow night
to vote on this. It was my understanding that there was no money lost, that this is what they owed, that there was some office space included in the pilot, that when the city of Kingston went in, they determined that it shouldn't have been included in the pilot, some doctor's offices. And according to Clint, he said that we are not losing any money on this. They have paid all the taxes. So this is extra money to the county, but let him say that and present it to economic development, and then next week he can comment.
Hector?
If you actually look in the supporting documentation, it looks like an E. Again, I could be just reading this wrong, so please feel free to correct me, but there's a component, I guess, talking about what Vicky just brought up, that it says that any claim may have been for a repayment of an overpayment of pilot payments due under the pilot agreement for school tax years 2005, 2006 through 2011, 2012, relating to the cancellation of a real property tax law 485B exemption. So that may be what you're talking about, Vicki, about that there may have been some overpayments in there as well.
All right, instead of just guessing what we're doing here, I would suggest strongly hold off until we get more information. All right, everybody agree to that?
Can I just ask a question? Did the committee have a copy of this settlement agreement and release when you discussed it?
No.
We did not.
You should have had that because it's all on there.
Can I also just ask that whatever information is given to your committee, can you forward to this?
Oh, sure.
Victoria will have it
because we'll bring it back in next week.
All in favor of holding this over until next week?
Aye.
Anybody against?
Now, just one more comment from the quick things I'm reading.
Yep.
This agreement was made to avoid litigation. So they all came to an agreement. So I don't.
All right, we'll just see what it is.
They can't sell the property.
Because you have an open lien.
They have to make an agreement.
They're trying to sell it. The hospital's trying to get rid of it.
Yeah, otherwise, if they didn't, you'd have to go to court.
For $4,600.
All right, let's go. Resolution 364, accepting accounting of unpaid school tax for 2014-15, directed payment to the school district, and directed re-levy pursuant to tax law. Moved by.
I'll move it.
Second. Discussion.
Huh?
Roll call. All in favor say aye. Yes.
I just have one quick question. I can't resist. I'm like Columbo. One last question. So on 364, it says financial impact, none.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I'm voting for it anyway, but I'm just curious. Yep. That's all.
It is, because right now it's none. You don't know what the number is.
At the moment it's none. But when we have to go through again.
Can it be anticipated?
It'll suddenly be a much bigger number than just.
Basically, what you're just saying, you're going to go through this process, and then whatever is going to be incorporated to have a value.
I'm voting for it anyway.
Okay.
But when someone says none, it's like.
Well,
Hector makes an excellent point.
He makes a great point, but there's no money there now, so we can't put any money in there.
Don't give him fuel.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
365, amending 2014-19 capital project, number 370, Stride. SUNY Ulster Satellite Campus to include the cost of construction, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. There's an amendment on the. All right, there's an amendment. All right, make it. Move it first. Yes. Second.
I'll second.
All right, before we move, amendment is to add the dollars.
That would be nice.
So the dollars for. The dollars are. My numbers are correct.
This is the famous asbestos.
No,
this is a total project.
Okay.
This is the
Okay.
Victoria, where'd she go?
She's
Does she have?
Does she have the numbers?
Oh, okay, good.
The numbers were waiting on the actual contracts, right?
We have.
That's what we were waiting for.
We have them. All right, let's just hold off on 365 until she comes back with the numbers. You have them?
Yes.
Everybody have a copy, though?
No.
No? We got all these blanks you got to do.
Yeah, I'm not.
You want to wait?
No, we have all the numbers.
Yes. No, Victoria went to get them, I think. Or here she comes. Fawn has them.
Somebody has them?
Somebody has them. Why weren't they here? Not again. No. This is not what we're looking for.
That's the whole thing.
That's the first page.
There's one copy of everything.
What? Oh, this is everything?
You have just one copy.
We should be double-signing our copies. No, I know you didn't copy.
Just a comment.
This is the first page of the. This is the first page.
Does she have the document there?
Here's the second page. Here, pass that around. This one.
This is the first page. You want me to pass around the first page and then the second
page? The second page.
Why don't we just make sure we'll just aren't we going to get them?
Just so everybody aware, there's on the ballot for November. Just so everyone's aware, I just found that out last night.
What?
That they're on the ballot for November. You got to turn your printing or your ballot over to vote on the propositions. One of the propositions about the bills and all the paperwork and how high the paperwork is in Albany on the different bills.
Wow. I've seen it.
Okay.
There's three
propositions. Yeah, you got to turn them over.
$2 billion school bond act.
But, right, and then there's the redistricting.
A new commission to
redistrict.
They called independent, but the judge struck it down because it's not.
Yeah, that doing stuff on the back is so crazy. That
5 pages. That was awesome.
Thank you very much.
There's such issues with people not even knowing to turn it over. And you know what's happened to me? Last time I voted, when there were the propositions on the back, I said to the election inspectors, are you telling people that you have to turn it over? And they said, no, we're not allowed to tell them that. So I'm like, what do you mean you're not allowed to tell them that? You're not allowed to tell them what to vote. But I mean, just to say that there's two sides seems like important information. Yeah. I almost forgot.
Hold on. Don't we have one whole resolution?
It's totally crazy.
Yeah, you
can
have all 5 pages.
We have one resolution. It's 5 pages long. 5 single-sided pages.
To be
fast. Hold on. Can you put... Sort those out, and we'll do the next resolution, and we'll come back.
Don't we all have it now?
No.
We all have it.
We all have
it.
Except for you.
Put your glasses on, Richard.
All right. So now we're going to include all these numbers in here. Everyone has a copy, correct? The project has increased to...
$7.8 million.
That's correct. All right, so we moved this? Did we move it for discussion? We did not move it for discussion?
No, we haven't moved the amendment.
For the amendment, I'm sorry, for the amendment. Hector moved it?
I'll move the amendment.
Second?
Yeah.
All right.
And now can we talk about it?
Yes, Chris, you want to go in detail about it?
Go on. This adds up to 7, 8, 30.
I have a head cold and pink eyes, so forgive me how I look right now. That's why they're clear. We just did a briefing at 4 o'clock with a few members of the legislature. The reason this is 5 pages is some of the newer people on the legislature said, you know, this began when I wasn't on the legislature. We want everything summed up in one resolution. So what we tried to do is lay out all of the major actions that have taken since the inception of the project in June 2012. Where we are, some of you remember we approved the abatement contracts back in August. That abatement is almost done. And what that allowed us to do was get a head start on the project, and we also then put the other 5 prime contracts out to bid. Under WICS law, we did GC, site work, plumbing, electrical, HVAC. Our numbers came back right in line with the construction estimates that the Palumbo Group had done. They're our construction manager. And so where we are now is a $7.83 million project. That includes all soft costs, construction costs, acquisition, and about a 7.5% contingency on the contract. So this is the higher number. The one we even may have another additional revenue. I didn't put it on there because I haven't confirmed it, and that's with NYSERDA. That will be in the $12,000 to $14,000 range. So what you're doing tonight, what we're asking you to do tonight, is update the project. You endorsed the project along with the trustees last year that was about $7 million. What we've added to it since then is green infrastructure, which is 90% paid by a federal grant and 10% from the state, and then we've added that contingency. That puts us right about at the number. It's only off by about $3,000. As I had mentioned, we got very strong... we got a strong response to the bids. 25 firms bid on this, and we have now qualified all our low bidders, and we think that these numbers will hold that you have. If you want, I can run through the contracts. There are five contracts. Site work is $1,050,000. General contractor is $3.1 million. Plumbing $200,000. HVAC $937,000, and electrical is $763,000. And again, we think we saved 3 to 4% on our on plumbing and on general contractor by doing so much demolition up front. When we did the abatement, they cleared out all of the ceilings. They took out all of the joints are now exposed. So when people went into bid, they didn't need to build in 3 to 4% on their bids, you know, because they didn't know what was there. So again, this is well behind schedule. As you know, last year in December we got $440,000 from New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation. That's a great thing, but that alone added 5 to 6 months to the project. We had to do geotechnical testing on the site. We had to go back and forth about what the rain garden looks like, and you know, again, free money is not always free, and it. I don't know that I would do that again on a project of this complexity. But where we are is we've added now that green infrastructure elements. We're right in line with the construction estimates. You'll see on your... So we're asking for an increase in the total project of $6.4 million. That covers all of the rest of construction and the contingency. The funding sources are listed out for you on the last... Yeah. And so basically, one half of the project minus the acquisition will be covered by the SUNY Office for Capital Facilities. We had the $1.5 million grant from Empire State Development. There's a fee that we deducted out of that of $15,000. We had $500,000 from the Dyson Foundation, $439,000 from Environmental Facilities Corporation. That's the green infrastructure part. And then the remainder, the $1.64 million, is going to be bonded and paid back through a 20-year lease for the facility. And this is exactly what we did with the BRC when we made improvements to that years ago. There was basically, you know, a set of improvements. We got state money for that too, but there was a, you know, there was a gap. And what we did is we filled that, and that bond was paid off last year. So this is essentially, given the project, given the college, a similar deal that they have at BRC right now. And then I would just take any questions. I'm a little out of it, so if I missed anything, please just know I'm not totally on my game tonight.
Can you shoot us all an email with those breakdown of those numbers?
The numbers are in the resolution. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I think what's better, though, that presentation that you gave.
Yeah, we do have a PowerPoint.
A PowerPoint presentation you can give to everybody and then break it.
And so the college is going to lease back the space? So the payments or any levy would come through the college rent?
That's correct.
Yeah, and it will be the same rent that they pay now at BRC.
Again, and while the size of the project is different than when we originally proposed it back in 2012, we proposed a project that had no additional impact to the county tax levy. That's where we are today, and that's what this is. So it'll give you some comfort in that. As we've added to the project and grew the project and added components, the revenues have grown as well, too. So again, that's where we are. We're real comfortable with it. And,
Richard, one other thing I just want to mention is we have programs now at BRC like the Police Academy, And where we could afford to, we also made some improvements. Like, they never had showers and lockers before. We had a chance to renovate showers and lockers. Those, we actually think this could be a revenue positive move for the college, because the programs that they're moving to Sophie Finn are oftentimes their revenue generators. You know, they're thing. The police academy actually makes money for the college. So to the extent that we could make that better, we're also hoping that increases their their operational revenues in the future. So.
Chris, before you go on,
and I know Carl went to school there and wants it named after. Who we name it?
Who, Ken?
Sophie Finn.
Can you give the updated contracts to Cappy and Erica with all the
documents? Yeah, we'll get
them. Again, I think I met with law today. They were going to come over late this afternoon, the first thing this morning, all the updates to the contracts.
Victoria, did you get them?
Yeah. Right. You'll have them first thing in the morning.
All right.
And
Carl?
All of the contracts, by the way, have apprentice language. And we also, two of our funding sources had pretty sizable minority and women business enterprise goals. And we look like we've exceeded those goals with the five firms that we just took on. So we kind of got through the needle on that.
Carl?
I just want to make sure I didn't miss anything. When you say green infrastructure, I know there was this permeable asphalt that you were using, and then this garden, this water garden. Now, but is there any mechanicals that are green, like a heating and cooling system or anything like that?
So the cooling system that we're putting in is all energy efficient. All of the exterior lighting is LED lighting. We're replacing all of the windows. The window walls are, aged. They're 51 years old, and we are replacing them with energy efficient windows. That is also an aesthetic improvement. We did it mostly for aesthetics, but we could pick up the energy improvement. We've wired the parking lot so it could have a charging station for electrical cars. And then the green infrastructure also includes a living wall, and that will actually treat roof water coming off that feeds into a biosystem. So the building is really green, and frankly, the most green aspect of it is you're reusing a building that might otherwise sit vacant, and it's in a dense neighborhood where a lot of people can walk to it, or they can easily take transit or bicycle to it. And we've made bicycle accommodations. We've made transit accommodations. So, frankly, it's one of the greenest projects in this region, and Environmental Facilities Corporation was excited because they don't have a lot of projects in our area. They have one in Stafford, but it's not as public a building. The college will also teach using the green elements of the building.
And then you said that we were going to get a grant from NYSERDA?
And that's minimal. That's why I didn't put it on. It's 12.
Solar energy?
We didn't really have the structural roof integrity for that. It doesn't mean we can't go back and try to accommodate the parking lot later on. But, I mean, the budget already is, we had to make a lot of value engineering decisions, like where does the road go and how much of it is going to be impermeable and permeable. And what we try to do is balance budget with making it green and making it very usable as a college facility. We ended up adding 130 parking spaces, and that's one of the reasons we needed to make it green, so that we didn't discharge stormwater into the adjoining neighborhoods. And when we did our two public meetings, and Jeanette was at, I think, both of them, that was one of the concerns we heard.
This one's
right.
That's 74.
It's the one.
We're adding 130 spaces, and we're reorienting the building so that the back becomes the new front. And it's a beautiful view up there. I'd offer a tour to any. If anyone wants a tour, we have about a 30-day window once our abatement stops. So please just let Vicki know, and we can arrange a tour. I'd love to show you the before and then show you the after. The roof, the ceilings are all down now. And
she says we can go on a field trip.
I'll get a bus.
And I'll try to contaminate you.
A blue bus.
Any other questions? Chris, can you just give Victoria a rundown of, like you mentioned before, all the green substance that you were doing? Just highlight them, what they were?
Sure.
Sure.
All right.
Great project.
And pass it out to everybody, Victoria.
Yeah, this is a great project. Right. This is going to mean so much to you.
It's an exciting project. Kids are going to be able to graduate high school.
So he gets to do that. That's wonderful.
All right, anybody else?
Resources. I love these guys.
So. Anyone?
Sorry.
If not?
I'm bitching about a contract.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you.
Go home
right away.
I'm going
home.
Yeah, go
home. All right. Go back some rest. Yeah, don't touch it.
369, amending
the... I would have worn the glasses, but they were teasing me about the nature.
Mary Beth has hers on to make you feel comfortable, Chris.
I would have worn mine, too.
I'm passing it back to real.
All right, resolution 369, amending Ingetin.
I'll move it.
Second.
Thank you.
Second, any discussion?
I have a question. I'll move it.
Right. No, they
I moved it.
They're already been moved.
All right.
Thank you.
Discussion?
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. I'm just trying to follow it. So when I read the resolution, it's talking about direct cremation staying the same and equal reimbursement rates for burial and full cremation services is a more equitable policy. So when I look at the proposed amendment, is the underlying language the only amendment? Because when I read it without the amendment, then it's what did it say before? Because it said it shall not exceed $3,100, which leads me to think
if
that.
If I may, I'll
okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Prior to amending the resolution, mm-hmm. It was brought to my attention by a couple funeral directors that a full-body burial and a cremation with services, which is actually the same thing, mm-hmm. were paid different amounts.
Okay.
So that's the purpose of this amendment, is to make them both the same amount. If you have a full-body burial or a cremation with services, that means, you know, you have the same, it's the same service. So they'll be paid the same amount.
What was it before?
It was, I think it was
2,500, Jeanette.
What was it?
2,500.
2,500 for the cremation with services, 3,100 for the full body burial?
Yeah. And the reason we made direct different was because, and this was from a funeral director, you don't want to have some of them just say, let's go right to direct because we get the same amount of money. If you can provide, a lot of the directors provide full services for cremation. And if you make them all the same, then they have no incentive to try to give a service. So that's why there's a difference between full body burial or cremation with services and direct cremation.
So cremation without services, you're talking about?
Direct cremation, that's what that means.
Okay. Well, then I have a follow-on question.
You'll have a service after you're cremated.
I'm sorry? Yeah, that's before.
No, you can have it afterwards. Most
well,
do.
I'm talking about what funeral directors ask for. So I'm not going to...
Tracy?
I guess my okay, so
hold on, Tracy has the floor. Hold on.
So I understand that a little better. One other thing, which is not... I mean, it's not... I guess it's not related to this specific amendment, but... One thing that this Schedule A brought up to me is when I read it in burial for A, we talk about shall cause to be interred the body of any honorably discharged member of the Armed Forces of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But then the rest of this Schedule A talks about family members. So why does A not say or their family members?
Hmm?
I mean, Right? I mean, if we're talking about children under the age of 7, they're obviously not honorably discharged members of the armed forces. So,
well, I think A was just a statement. B outlines exactly what's covered in this.
I don't know. I mean, I would wonder because B...
Hey, if you want to make an amendment, I'd be happy.
Well,
to
B says such interment.
If it make you happy to put that in A, you make the amendment and I'll support it.
I just don't know if that's accurate. Erica or an attorney or Cappy, or you at Cappy's at the table. Someone.
I don't want to make anything too complicated.
It?
It's not a. It's a tough subject to talk about anyway.
I'm sorry. I was listening, but.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Repeat what you want. please.
What I'm asking is, since A lays out what this whole thing is, which shall cause to be interred the body of any honorably discharged member of the Armed Forces of the United States, and then B refers to such internment, but B then goes on to include family members, A doesn't say, or family members.
That's a good point.
I mean, shouldn't it say, I mean, since we're B is referring to A.
B2 does say deceased is family member. It's upward, you know, maximum of 1655.
Right, so. But that's, I mean, that's further
right.
down.
No, but yeah, I don't, so.
Yeah.
So,
I agree with you.
So B and B, the body, and then B2.
Well, I'm saying more
they're
that
not,
A should say,
not
shall cause to be interred the body of any honorably discharged member of the Armed Forces of the United States or their family. I mean, if that's what we're doing. I'm not asking us to do something new, but it seems like this is saying that's what we do, but A doesn't spell that out. That's not what...
Want to hold off until I look into it?
No, make an amendment.
We can make an amendment if that's what we're doing.
Two attorneys here. What do you think?
Yeah, but I think if everybody in the family's covered, I just... with a grain of salt, I think with the first paragraph they're talking about the veteran.
Correct.
Yeah.
Then
that's why I said
there's the veteran
statement.
And everybody else underneath.
Right.
That's what
right, but it says the expenses of the county in connection of, and it says without services, cremation with services of child under 7, and $2,000 for cremation without services for a child under the age of 7. Mm-hmm. So a child under the age of 7 isn't a vet.
No, there are there are limited
but
circumstances.
But their daddy is, all right, or mommy.
Yeah, but that's not what we're.
We could. Someone can get back to me on it. I mean,
Erica, would you write up the amendment, please?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
You know, I don't want to delay this.
So why don't we table it for next week? And
yeah, Richard, I could just have
it's an important piece of legislation. I don't want to delay it.
No, we're not delaying.
I mean, it's such as you know, just an area that you know, a sentence or two could probably clear this whole thing up.
Well, if it needs to be,
I think the question then is. Is the county, in an indigent case, covering the expenses of the burial of a veteran's family as well as the veteran?
According to your burial policy right now, you are.
We are. Okay.
And all legislative Provenzano is doing is qualifying how much will be for the different services.
For the funeral.
And again,
and what is it?
Well, first of all, let me just say that, you know, we provide burial services to 20 to 30 indigent veterans a year through our Office of Veteran Services. The funeral directors work very hard to make sure that these burials are honorable and they're done with great respect. They go above and beyond, quite frankly, beyond what we reimburse, the maximum
what
reimbursement
they get paid,
rate.
Yeah.
And they do a good job. And I think when Legislative Provenzano had called us and talked about this briefly, he had looked at it, and she makes a good point. It's my understanding of these 20 to 30 burials, about two-thirds of them are cremations. But and a lot of times when people die who's a veteran that's indigent, they don't have any family. And sometimes, we have several funeral directors in particular who strive to go out of the way. Even if there's not nobody there, that they still have a proper service, they have the proper honor guards, and they go above and beyond. And so they're just raising a distinction that some of us are providing these extra services. To us, it's the same as a direct burial, even though it's a cremation, so we'd like to be compensated for that. We thought it was reasonable. We looked at the budget, and when you look at the 15 executive budget over the next couple of weeks, you're going to see that we built in increases for both indigent burials and also for plots at the Veterans Cemetery in New Paltz. I mean, this is a population that's aging and that we're getting more uses. We build that into the budget. We believe that we can accommodate the policy change that Jeanette's brought forward without any significant budget impact. There's full burials reimburse about $3,500, I believe, and a cremation without services is $2,500 currently. When you do the math, again, it's not a huge amount of money. We believe we can accommodate it within the budget.
All right. We're going to look at this next week with the addition of Cappy and Erica putting something together.
A couple things. Is there a purpose for A not being particularly specific? After careful investigation of resources of the decedent, what those investigations would include would be a question. Secondly, without leaving sufficient means to defray his or her funeral expenses. I'm not sure I know exactly what that means.
So you're going to find out and you're going to tell us next week, all right?
Rich, if I may.
Yes.
I'm misreading it. The underlined part in B, it tells me that's the added part.
Mm-hmm.
So we're adding the part where we're covering the expenses of the family.
No, it's always been there.
Okay, I just said the underlying part I read as the addition.
Changing the numbers.
So it's obviously the underlying part is not the addition.
Well, they continued with the children that they added on.
Okay,
because
so
that's what was in.
So we didn't provide for the children in the past.
The only change.
I just find out the children are in the current policy. That's all.
I'm sorry.
Are the children in the current policy?
It's my understanding they are.
Yes.
There are some limited circumstances where some indigent burials are done as well, and it's not common.
Yeah, I just want to say I think that Jeanette's highlighted something that's important. I think getting these numbers right is important. I think the work we do is exceedingly important. I was just looking to make sure we clarified in A if we are providing this service for the family that would be clarified in A. That's all.
We're going to have this all clarified by Cappy and Erica next week. Give it to Victoria the next 2 days. Hold on. Give it to Victoria the next 2 days, 3 days to clarify this. Give it to the committee, and we'll take it up. We'll table it tonight to bring it up back next week.
Well, I don't know. Cappy, I'm sorry. The question was,
I just didn't know if we wanted to be more specific. We might not have to be, but just a question. If we wanted to be more specific about what the term sufficient means.
If they have the means for a
birth. But that could mean... I think that leaves it open to the interpretation. If that's okay, that's fine.
That's what was in there. They had no problems.
Okay. No, I just wanted to make that fine.
All right. Cappy, Erica, you got some work to do. Get back to the committee through Victoria. All right. Table it for next week. Everybody table it for next week. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Table takes 2/3. Postpone.
Postpone then. Excuse me. Oh. Wrong wording.
It's so itchy. So like it.
All right. I'm remiss. Resolution 379, approving the execution of contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into the county.
No, you're waiting.
I know. I'm taking this out of order. So Cynthia's here. Sylvia's here. And sorry for making you wait this long, but this is your resolution. Someone move that, please. 379.
I'll move it.
Second. Just for discussion, second.
I'll second.
All right, on discussion, 379. Any questions? Yeah.
$29,000. Anything for economic development? We didn't do anything with it.
Where's the question at the end?
Oh,
Jim should know.
It's our
at the last
internal wide area network contract.
Okay.
So the changes that I'm making to it this year, we took Flatbush Avenue off the network. We took the city of Kingston Police Department off the network. They were on using the police record system. However, the city of Kingston now has the ability for them to get on their network, so I removed them. And it extends the date of the contract. Typically, I do a one-year contract for this. However, we've seen in the past that we did a cooperative bid with BOCES for our internet service last year, and we saw some significant savings. So I'm trying to coincide the end date of this agreement with the end date of BOCES wide area broadband agreement, so that again in 2016 we can enter into a contract with them. So it's a little different in that it's 18 months instead of my typical 12 months. But by adding those extra 6 months, I got a 3% discount.
Any questions?
Yeah, you know, our concern in economic development was, like, did we bid this out anywhere? How do we know we saved money if we didn't get any other prices?
The prices are on New York State contract.
Okay.
So, and we do plan on bidding it out with BOCES. Mm-hmm. To bid it out by ourselves, we really wouldn't get much of a deal. So we're waiting and using the BOCES leverage.
So in the meantime, we're just going to go ahead and hire them another 18 months for $730,000.
No, for
2-3 year, 14-15 year contract.
It says 729.
This says 729 from 11514 to 7416.
I think that's the total not to exceed amount. Isn't that right?
Did it should be.
Yeah.
It says appropriation dollars 2014, $729,000.
That's how I read the contract.
Well, that's
how I read the contract. Not to exceed. That's not the amount of next year.
I mean, you have to go by the term of the contract. The term of the contract is through July 4th of 2016. So it's not 1 year, and it's not all 2014 money. There's only 2 months of 2014 money in that contract.
Okay.
November and December
of this
year.
The point is, we're still talking 18 months at $730,000.
Oh, yes. You're right.
That we didn't bid. We're just doing.
We went off the contract, though.
Okay,
we just
all right.
did.
But that's why we didn't have any of that information on economic development, so that's why we asked those questions. Mm-hmm.
Carl?
That she's referring to about the BOCES bid is that they do a bid every either year or 2 years. They go out to bid, and they get the best price. They have tremendous purchasing power. And last year, the county was offered an opportunity to compete in that bid off of the BOCES bid, and they got a significant saving. And in 2016, I guess, and that's when the next bid is, you're going to see another good saving.
So then this goes with the this is still part of the BOCES bid?
No, we bid the internet services with BOCES because we were off timing with their wide area network, so the wide area network one comes up in 16, and so we'll join up on the wide area network bid with them in 16.
Tracy?
Well, at the least, the financial impact is going to need to be adjusted since only 2 months are November, I mean, are 14 appropriations and then 12 months of 15 appropriations and 6 months or 7 months of 16.
They could break it down that way, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, no, 14 will be whatever, 2 months of that 729,000.
And then 15 and 16,
right.
You can.
It's about
$80,000. But basically, we have to approve the whole contract.
Right.
So, mm-hmm.
the question is, though.
We've got a couple of people who, that want to speak at the public hearing, so.
Oh, okay, we'll be there, yeah.
Okay.
Wow,
we always come back here.
Yeah.
So, there's no way you can coincide this into BOCES now because they're not going out until 2016, correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's the committee's pleasure? Hector?
Mr. Chairman, considering it's 6 o'clock, I don't know if there's any further questions, but we may want to consider, I know your time is limited, so I don't want to basically screw her up, but after this, maybe we adjourn the meeting and then go to the public hearings.
Let's work.
Well, you can recess,
right, recess and come back. Yeah.
Come
right.
Back.
Yes.
So let's deal with this, though. Carl, on this.
I suggest we vote on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm
okay with it.
Public hearings.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
But can we, before next week, we'll get the financials adjusted?
Done. Just the financial impact of, yeah, it's 14, 15, and 16.
Thank you. Want me to break it out by the 3 years?
Please.
Yes, please.
Please. Give it to Don.
Okay, motion to recess.
Let's do one or two more.
It's 1 minute to the public.
But that one doesn't say. We got 15 seconds.
We have no time. I make a motion to recess. Sorry.
You can't. I have to authorize it.
We have a public hearing. You have the public waiting.
If you ever need to come.
All right. We're coming back.
We'll come back.
Come back.
Motion to recess.
All in favor?
Aye.
We reconvene. Right, at 6:15.
That's good, because this is about to die.